sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 15 kuNhlangula 2018 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngithe mina ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Ngithe mina ijahaleli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka.
Ngathi nje ngamafutshane isitiliyanisitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe i-politics isikhale njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye la.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa ezikhundleni zikamongameli. Umncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa weMDC Alliance lo uMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa weZANU-PF. Kuhoza Friday lamuhla silomculi okhanya iphumelela kakhulu ngezansi ye-Afrika ubekezela nkomo odabuka eWilonki eGwanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka esithi ibandla lakhe likhethe ukusekela umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Udabengwa obekhangelele ukufaka amaphepha akhe edalele nomination court izolo uthi kenzanga lokho ngoba inkokheli yezaphu ihlale phansi yavumelana lenkokheli ye-MDC Alliance ukuthi bazasekela uChamisa, njalo i-MDC Alliance idedele ibandla lezaphu kwezinye indawo bengancintisi. Udabengwa wethule lesi saziso emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe emahofisini akhe kobulawayo.
Esiloku sixoxa lenhlanganiso eziningi. UChamisa ubuye kathathu edinga ukuthi ahlangane lami khona lapha kobulawayo ukuthi sixoxe ngokuthi kambe kungenziwani. Sahlala phansi kwangathi siyavumelana. Bavumelana ngezinto eziningi. Kwasala ezinye izinto esasifisa ukuthi zilungiswe. Okunjengokuthi sibe lezihlalo abangasoze basiphikise khona. Yikho okwenze izolo ukuthi sesikhangela ukuthi sesivumelana lamajahala awe-MDC Alliance. Sibeke phansi ethu induku sathi sesizasekela uChamisa.
Wengeze ethi abangenanga kumanyana we-MDC Alliance lokhe belibandla elizimeleyo.
Asijoyinangi MDC Alliance. Siyizaphu. Sizabe ngena ekhethweni lolo siyizaphu.
Ulandule uDabengwa ukuthi uthenjiswe isihlalo seSenate ethi usekhulile njalo usefisa ukuyaphumula.
Ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Kumnyaka ozayo ngoDisemba ngiyabe ngitshaya i-8 years. Ngithe mina ijahaleli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Unkosikazi Disang Nare, omunye wabazancintisa ukuba lilunga ledale lephalamende, uthi uyajabula ngesinqumo esithethwe libandla lakhe.
Thina njengezaphu, we are very happy ngedecision ayithetheyo, ngoba vele izaphu yiphathi yeZimbabwe. Abantu abakhokheli bezaphu bakhangela iwelfare yabantu. Abakhangeli welfare yabo bodwa.
Unobhala jikelele wezaphu uMnumzana Strike Mkandla uthe ibandla lilabantu abangaphezu kwamachumi ayisitshiyagalombili abafuna ukuba ngamalunga edalele parliamente.
Now ama candidates ke abengenile ku list yethu abe phakathi kwe 85 le 90.
Inani labazancintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli welizwe lifika kwabangamachumi amabili lantathu i-23 okungokwakuqala embalini yelizwe leZimbabwe ukuthola inani eliphezulu kangaka lababheke lesi sikhundla. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku. Direct from Washington,
the voice of America. Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli edalele Nominations Court, umncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lomnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa we-ZANU PF. Abanye njalo bathi kodwa unkosazana Thokozani Khupho elinye lamacele e-MDCT lonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-People's Rainbow Party bangaba yingozi enkulu kumongameli Mnangagwa lomnumzana Chamisa. Umevis Kama usethulela lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zichaza uMakhuphe lonkosikazi Mjuru njengabantu abangena kulolu khetho ngenjongo yokuphindisela abakwenziwa inkokheli yabo, ngakho bezobangela ukwehla kwamavoti kuChamisa loMnangagwa. Enye yalezi ngcwethi ngumnumzana Bekezela Gumbo oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI.
Ngathi nje ngamafitshane isitiliyane sitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ipolitics isikhalwe njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye la.
Ugumbo uthi kodwa makangakhangelelwa phansi amabandla akhokhelwa ngabesifazane.
Omama laba bayithula baba-angry ngabantu abazondileyo, yikho sibabona bekhona elistini khonaphana. Ngabantu abangayenza kube lo mphumela, abangakwazi ukutshintsha silo mphumela ngendlela ephezulu kakhulu.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uthi lanxa ebona ukhetho luzaba nzima, umncintiswano oqinileyo uzokuba phakathi kukaChamisa loMnangagwa, kodwa labo belamaphutha amaningi eqala ngokulandisa akaMnangagwa.
Ungakhangela ubethembise into eziningi ikakhulu ukuthi yena inotho izathuthuka phansi wakhe, wathembisa njalo ukuthi ngemva kwe-100 days into eziningi ziza-ke zitshintshe, kodwa akula nguquko esiyibonileyo.
UChamisa umsola ngendlela aziphatha ngayo kwesinye isikhathi.
Izinto azikhulumayo khanya njengane ungamnceda nxa engakufaka ngenye indlela. Inkulumo yakhe ngezinye izikhathi kuluduba kakhulu, kuze kube futhi indaba yeyokuthi sokulabantu abaningi abakhononayo, especially ama-candidates. Kungaba yi-weakness ibili nxa kuyikuthi sebehluleke ukuthi balungise indaba le yokuthi wola abantu abakhonona kakhulu ukuthi abakwanisanga ukuthi bangene ku-nomination njengama-MP kumbe ama-councila.
Ingcwethi eziningi zithi kaziboni amanye amabandla ephuma ku-MDC Alliance ngoba iningi lawo engelabantu abaningi abangabumba ubukhokheli bezigaba loba iziqindi njengalokho okukumabandla amabili ezombusazwe iZANU PF le-MDCT. Iningi lazo zithi akumangalisi ukuba uhulumende osembusweni kamongameli Mnangagwa elesandla kulokhu kwanda kwabazancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.
Ukusenjalo, ukhetho lwalonyaka lulenkulungwane zabantu abazancintisa okulinani elingakaze libonakale, lokhu ilizwe lathola uzibuse. Kukhetho lwedluleyo luka-2013 kwakulabalichumi kuphela abazancintisa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, kodwa lonyaka kulaba ngamachumi amabili lantathu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu.
Hey, lokhu kuyamangalisa ngelizweni elincane njengelakithi. Ngendlela kutshengisa ukuthi ipolitics abantu bayithathela phansi, abawazi into ebulala elizwe, into evusukizwa. Ngoba ngathi abanye abantu laphana bangena okokudlala, abakho serious, bebathunyiwe, akuzwe ukuthi seki into eyenzakala laphana, i-freedom yabo, constitution yabo mina kodwa hayi kusuka kungasiniki ithemba ukuthini into efuna abantu ngenzakala na bayinto zimilanje ukudlala nje okungenziwa lokho
njengoba siyabona ukuthi kubhadalwa imali engange $1,000 kulo muntu angaphonga uyidlalisa yini imali enjalo
angithi baleyo kwesinye isikhathi yayi ingaphuma esikhwameni sakhe imali evela kulabo abamthumayo ukuthi hayi ngena lawe kwesinye isikhathi ungathola abantu abayi-trade bengawunselelani banjala uthola abayi-trade bengawunselelana babe ngabakho imali enjalo so basemsebenzini abantu labo babhadele bona ukuthi bezinto ezinjengaleyo babhadalelwa ukuthi bangene endaweni enjaleyo ngoba iqiniso likhona ukuthi abanye bangikhona vele abekho kupolitics ukuthi ngabantu abangabonakaliyo ngabantu abavela amazwe ukuthiwa kuyavota amazwe abo mnenziwa labana labanye bakhe laba kuye kuyamangala ukuthi bazivela kuphi bona ubonakala sebekhona ngesikhathi samalethini bayedlula amalethini asozipindizwe ngabo futhi noma one day sebeholile sebenzile kwedwe befuna ukwenza okubi futhi okungaphathisi ilizwe nakancane
ubona ungani bakhona yini abanye abangasethusa lathi simangale sesibona impumela yokhetho
angeke kwenzakale bajovotela ngabangane lezihlobo zabo kuphela ngoba angeke bavotelwe ngabantu abangabaziyo abangazi bababone ababonakali laba abantu laba ngesikhathi sokukhampeni ababonakali labantu laba ngesikhathi izinto zithumenze ukuthi kuthiwa akule-opposition kabani kule-opposition kabani bakhokhona amabani lathini nabantu abavelayo so bale qinya be abangane lezihlobo abanatha labo utshwala kumbe mhlawumbe abadlala nabo ahlangana abendaweni ezithini abaze bavotela kodwa ngeqiniso awukabo abawenzayo nje ukuchithela abantu isikhathi straight lokho akulanto yekile ngqondo abayenzayo ezokuphuma lapho
lo ngumnumzana Cassius J Simana Mpofu ingcwethi ecobongula ezombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Idale lokubhalisa abafika ukuncintisa abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga amakansela elenomination court lihlale izolo eBulawayo City Council Chambers lathola ama nomination form angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amane lasifica munye munye kwaphumelela abangamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amathathu lesithupha kwehluleka abalichumi lantathu. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
UBulawayo wamukela inani labenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo okuncintisa kukhetho ngemibono ehlukeneyo. Ngokwakuqala eZimbabwe ilizwe lokhe laba lokhetho lithola uzibuse ukuba lenani eliphezulu kangaka labantu abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo umnumzana Alec Ndlovu uthi okwenzakala lonyaka ngumhlola
vele kuyamangalisa into eyenzakala lonyaka kayijwayelekanga umhlaba wonke kakukho kungumhlola
evumelana loNdlovu osakhulayo uSoni Jemaine uthe kukhombisa ukukhululeka kwezombusazwe
kuyatshengisa sibili ukuthi abantu balesivumelo ukuthi bangakhona ukufaka ibizo labo phambili ukuthi umuntu laloba ngubani usengasukuma athi yena uyazinikela ukuba ngumongameli yiyo idemokhrasi yona leyo. Okubi ngakhona okho yikuthi yeyi abantu bakhona baningi.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Sarah Mpofu Sibanda uthi kuhle abantu sebekhululekile kodwa ilizwe elincane njengeZimbabwe libe lenani elikhulu kangaka kuyakhahlameza.
Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhanya ukuthi abantu sebekhululekile ukuthi bengene ezikhundleni kodwa ke mphinde ngithi for ilizwe elincinyane elingangeZimbabwe ukuthi ngeqiniso sibe lenani elikhulu kangaka kusuka kungani kuyasikhahlameza ngoba siyazibuza ukuthi kungabe kuyikuthi kumayilana lomsebenzi kumbe kumayilana le lokudla.
Osakhulayo wakoBulawayo uLoretta Moyo uthi lokhu kuveza ukuba abantu bafuna inguquko.
Lokhu mbonisa ukuthi abantu bafuna inguquko. People abantu vele sebe ready ukuthi baguqule ilizwe leZimbabwe from where we were.
idale elikade libhalisa amalunga edale lephalamende kobulawayo lokho lisaphakathi kokufeza umsebenzi okwamanje imibiko ephumayo ithi kulabantu abedlula amakhulu amabili abayenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo kuthi isiqinti semagwegwe silabantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa abafuna ukuncintisela isikhundla sinye osekuthiye abantu bezibuza imibuzo engelampendulo. IZimbabwe isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okhetho olwenziwa ngontulikazi mhlaka 30 lonyaka. Ngakwelinye icele abanye basele bekhala ngokuthi bakhutshiwe kuluhlu lokungena ekhethweni kwafakwa abanye ngamabandla abo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Yebo 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngukhasi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolesithathu langolesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Bafike phose ikhulu i-99 abafuna ukuncintisa ukhetho lokudinga amalunga idale lephalamende esabelweni sezansi emandebeleni kungenani lokuthi kulezihlalo ezilithumi lantathu kuphela ezibangwayo. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Abantu ababhalisileyo ukuncintisa ngabamabandla athiyeneyo alithumi lasithupha kukanti abayisishiyagalolunye bangene njengamalunga azimele wodwa. Abo manyano MDC Alliance bedlulekile ukufaka umuntu ozamela iNsiza North kukhetho besidiphutha lidalwe libandla lezimpf eliyilo elabelwa lesi sihlalo. Kodwa babili ababhalise phansi kwebandla le-MDCT e-Insiza North okutho ukuthi omunye wabo ngowebandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ekwanda Central balithumi lana abazancintisa kukhetho abagoqela amalunga azimeleyo omnumzana Butholezo Mkhwananzi lothande kozinti Mkandla. Umkandlo webandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jamisa uthi ungene kukhetho ngemva kokuba icelwe nguZulu.
Uze ngime kungathi angizimele ngingazake ngizimele mina ngobana eyami ivoti yinye. Ngakhuthazwa ngacelwa ngabantu kumabandla athiyeneyo khona amanye aphakwe alliance ukuthi babone ngathi mina ngingaba ngumeli wabo uwamkelekayo kubo.
Amanye amabandla abhalise ukuncintisa ukhetho oluzayo abalisa izanu PF i-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Kuphe, ZAPU, NPF, APA, UMD, MRP, ZDU, PRC, ZIP, UCA, ANSA, Free Zim Congress, ZPP, GPM, kanye le-RPZ. Ocubungula ngezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo uthi ukubhidlika kombuso kwaye ungumongameli uRobert Mgabe kungabe kudale ukukhululeka kwabantu ukuthi bangene kukhetho.
Lukhetho lokuqala lolu olungela umongameli owayebusa uRobert Mugabe. Ngakho lokhu kunikeze ithemba kuZulu ukuthi ubani lobani usengaphatha nanku phela umuntu obencindezela abantu esephumile.
Idale lokwamukela amaphepha laba abazangena ukhetho eGwanda livale ngehola lesithathu emadabukakusa lamhlanje njalo amagetsi acitshile kwemizuzo engamathumi amathathu okudala ukusetshenziswa kwezibane zabomakhalekhukhwini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda ngingu Albert Ncube.
Live talk lamuhla sikhangela ukwanda kwababhalise ukuncintisa kukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kanye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amakholwa okholo lwesi-Islam emhlabeni jikelele namhlanje abenanza ukugqiba kwabo isikhathi sokuzila ngokuzincitsha ukudla iseRamadan. Lapho ababa lemkhosi yokunxusa izihlobo labangani kudliwa kunatha kujatshulwa. Abesi-Islam bazila kwensuku ezingamashumi amane bathi ngelanga lokugqiba lesi sikhathi babe lekhefu lokujabulela lokhu. Ngakho umsakazo we-Studio 7 ufisela wonke inhlanganiso eye-Oxfam ithi amapholisa akwele France abamba kubi abantwana beziphepheli ezixotshwe kwele Italy ezivela kuzwekazi le-Africa. Umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weMelika imanyene lenhlanganiso ye-USAID uthi ulokhu esekela imizamo yelizwe leGhana kanye leNepal eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane wamehlo owe-trachoma kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2006. Uncedo olutholwa yiGhana leNepal lugoqela olwemali kanye lenhlelo ezitshiyeneyo zokulwisana lalomkhuhlane. Kunyanga edluleyo, uhulumende weMelika kanye lamazwe la athola uncedo ethule umbiko ochaza ukuthi sebewehlulile lomkhuhlane ezibhedlela zikahulumende. Umbiko wabo ubuncomeka ngoba ukhomba ukuthi abantwana abayisilinganiso ses-95% ekhulwini abaselawo lomkhuhlane kukanti abanye abaselampawu zawo. Umkhuhlane we-trachoma wona othelelwanayo ubikwa wande ukuhlasela abampofu njalo uletha ubuhlungu emehlweni. Ubangelwa ngeminye imikhuhlane eminingi emehlweni okwenza ukuthi inkophe zingene kuwo ziwalimaze. Abantu abedlula isigidi emhlabeni sebeyiziphofu ngenxa yalomkhuhlane, abanye njalo abasaboni kuhle kukanti abanye basengozini yokungaboni. Lowo bekungumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje intatheli zindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usethulela ukuba amaqembu azadlala njani esigabeni saphezulu seCastellaagre Premier Soccer League.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kuza kubancane indawo kusasa enkundleni emandaba lapho iqembu lakhe lizabe livakatshele khona iqembu elihlezi phezu kwenkalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum okuyilo njalo eliphakamise isicoco se-PSL nyakenye. Umfoka Ndlovu uthembise ukuba umdlalo wakusasa uzabe unathisa amanzi njengoba womabili lawa maqembu ethanda ukulichaya ibhola.
Into ekhona nje kuphela ukuthi khona you are rest assured ukuthi ngahamba khona nani, you see a very good game of football. More. We have not struggled when you play those teams that play the best. Abadlalayo. Kodwa kudlala ibhola. That's what I think for sure. One to play football and one to play entertaining. So sizabalanda, sizosibayisa.
Kweminye imidlalo yakusasa iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela iLemutare City Rovers enkundleni eBarber Fields emdlalweni wamaqembu ahlezi emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo. Iqembu leRentals lizemukela iLeshapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leLinicruit ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leChapungu lizemukela iLeCapes United ngaseAscott Stadium. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseLuveve. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana leLinkeze Platinum Stars ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leLeChicken Inn ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leLeyata ngaseRufaro. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Ngemva kokuhlupheka ukuthi aqede izifundo zakhe njalo ezithola isegoli esemba igolide ukuthi aziphilise, umculi ubekezela Nkomo odabuka eWilonki eGwanda uzithola isengomunye wabaculi abalomdumo emazweni ambalwa ngezansi kwezekazi le-Afrika. Unkomo uxoxele intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 uMartin Ngwenya ngohambo lwakhe kwezomculo ngesikhathi eseCabron kweleBotswana, lapho achiye abalandeli bomculo wakhe bekhathele.
Shuva malanga ngibona isandwa sami, isandwa sami ngangucina kutanga, isandwa sami ngiyalithe Begezela ngelinde nto.
Lo ngubekezela umfo kaNkomo, ijaha elidume ngomculo ozothileyo oweAfro Jazz. Unkomo wazalelwa emangweni wematshetsheni eGwanda.
Ngumntaka Nkomo uphuma khona leGwanda bakithi ematshetsheni, kodwa ngikhulelanga khona. Mina ngikhulele ngapha komama eWilonki, ngikhuliswa yintombi ugogo Masiziba, umachinga mpela umbenzi Thobela. Izalukazi zagidedwaleni kwaphuma amanzi. Yila ukuhlabelela kwaqalisa khona ngoba gogo bekungabantu besonto. Kuyabona ibrotherini siyasisondela phansi kwesihlahla somhwawa every day enkonzweni, bekuhlatshelwa, bekusiba inkonzo ngkhaya nxa kulalwa. So kusho ukuthi ngasengifunda-ke izingoma zonke zikagogo, kakhulu kade zithanda amahubu akhe akade wathanda.
OkaNkomo uzelwe ngemva kokuba iZimbabwe ithathe uZibuse.
Angisakwazi kumbe ngazalwa ngesikhathi se-Fraser, kodwa kumnyaka wawuyona lo. Kodwa yes, ngama-80s, that's when I was born.
UNkomo wasuka wayafunda koBulawayo lapho angena eHlathi High School, kodwa uthi ngendaba zemali akasaphutshanga kuhle, wasuka wasesiya kwenza izifundo zomculo eMakhosi Arts Theatre ngaphansi kwaConte Mhlanga. Yena udume kakhulu ngokubumba italente kwezomculo kanye lemidlalo yasestage. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umumo womnotho weZimbabwe wangamanga kahle ngesikhathi eqeda izifundo zakhe eMakhosi ngo-2008, uNkomo walandela iningi walubhekisa eGoli ukuthi laye ayethola okungamphilisa.
Ngafika kwele South Africa zange kube lula ngoba of course ngangizitshela ukuthi ngizathola ringo bendilindile. Befike bethi woza sisebenze ndawonye, kakusabanga njalo. Ngazitholeke sokumele ukuthi ngiphileke sengisebenza ukuklina, ngigezisa izimota, ngisemba imigodi.
UNkomo uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga esemba igolide eGoli, kwafika ingoma wazibona isebeke phansi ifotsholo eseyicula.
Ngithe ngisemba imigodi ngaleso sikhathi esandini, kwavela ingoma ekhaya. Yayilamandla kakhulu ingoma leyo ukuthi ngabeka ibiki phansi, ngakhipha ifoni yami endala ngayirekhoda imelodi yami. Ngithe ngifika endlini ngasengibhala phansi ukuthi ingoma le ngifuna ukukhulume ngayo. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ingoma ezithinta abantu kakhulu zingoma ezisuka zibhalwa ngeqiniso. Ngase ngizidinga ngaphakathi ukuthi kathi mina okuliqiniso kwami yikuphi okungangilalisiyo. Ngathola ukuthi ngile ntombi eyayikhatshana kakhulu njalo ngangiyikhumbula. Ngase ngithi kuyo, bekezela ngilinde ntombi, ngiyabuya dala. Shova malanga kuphela unyaka ngoba injiva zasiwa zisehla ngoDisemba. So ngafuna amanyaka iminyaka ijova amalanga kuze kuphela unyaka ngiyebona intombi yami.
Uthi bancindezela idlala dobekezela ngomnyaka ka 2011, kodwa noma nje abalodumo akuzange kube lula. Uthi wagcina ebeka phansi igadali wayedinga umsebenzi endaweni yokudlela esebenza njengowaiter. Uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga kwangena ucingo olwantshintsha impilo yakhe.
Ngelinye ilanga ngemva komnyaka ngisebenza e-restaurant, kuvele i-phone call. Umuntu angithinta ecingweni sibili ekuseni, ngilele gwabho ngikhathele. Ngidinwe sibili okumanganisayo, uthi kimi, mfethu, ngizwe ingoma yakho. Maye ngaphakathi ngithi, vele abantu baningi bezizwa ingoma yami, kanti kwenzekalani? Athi ingoma yakho iyatshaya sibili, kanti ngubani okufuqayo ngoba asikwazi ukuthi ingoma yakho idume kakhulu. Ngithi akula muntu ongifuqayo, ngiyazifuqa. Uthi kunganjani sisebenzisane? Ngithi wena ungubani? Uthi mina nginguSipho Nyathela, ngiyimaneja kaNathi. Ngaleso sikhathi uNathi kade umetshisa. Hey, ngahle ngavuka ngahlala emphethini. Ha, nakho-ke.
Uthi lokhu kwaba yikuguquka kwempilo yakhe, wanikezwa imali kanye konke okwakuswelakala ukuthi ancindezele idlalade lakhe, lapho afaka khona ingoma Ubekezela. Umculo wakhe we-Afrojazz uthakazelwa liningi njalo ukubaculi abahlanu abaphezulu kwamanje kulolu hlangothi kwele-South Africa.
Siyabonga olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.